Ladies, it's time. It's time we get back to the basics. It's time we get back to God's design for our lives. It's time we drink from the living water. So meet us at the well. It's not too late. He's waiting. Truth Rising was made possible thanks to the Kimberly Tower Foundation. The KTF is a united force devoted to uplifting and empowering women and children. Through their efforts, they kindle a sense of belonging, spur personal growth, and create an enduring legacy of impact. To learn more, please see the show notes and look into the ktf4love.org. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses, located in Pensacola, Florida. Costello's offers Wagyu, a deli, fine wines, desserts, just all the things. Also, if you're a child, 7 days a week, you can walk into Costello's and get yourself a free sack lunch. That's right. I said free. I think we've hit 130,000 so far. So go in, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and you will be so glad you did. Let's stop giving our opinions and let's give God's. What does he have to say about all of this? Because he has something to say about all of it. And it's perfect. And it's so good. Hello, Truth Rising ladies. It is Tiffany and it has been a hot minute. Oh, Malanta. But y'all, I think it is time we start chatting again. And just all the things God has in store for this season of Truth Rising. I am so pumped. I am so ready. Okay. Listen, for a minute there, our family's capacity. Let me talk for myself. My capacity hit max. We're a military family and we just moved. I also work full time. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. And, you know, there was a moment where I was really treading water. I'm not superwoman. I don't want to be superwoman. And so I had to just say, hey, hang on, let's just put this on pause for a moment. We'll just let it go sleep for a little bit, take a little nap. And we're going to figure out what this new routine, I mean, if you can call it, let's say reality for my life looked like. And I think it was kind of crazy because at the same time, many of the women on the team, that's the same story for them. Just lives have been taking new twists and turns and goods and bads and hard and growth. And it's just been crazy awesome to watch in real time life, how God is using our lives and how many of us are trying our best to offer our lives up to him as a living sacrifice. But we can only do that when we're standing in right standing before the Lord and we are being obedient to him and we want to be on the path and the plan that he has for our lives, not for what we think and how we feel it should go. And for me personally, when life gets too busy, you know that saying, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. It just becomes too much noise and I can't really hear God's voice in the midst of that. So I personally had to just turn that noise down and listen for his voice again. And now I feel a place where God is kind of nudging me with this new vision for Truth Rising, moving forward. And I am ready to step into that. Y'all, there's actually been a lot that has occurred in my life personally, and I think many others in regards to specifically just with the church. We are the church. If you're new to this, when you become a follower of Jesus Christ, you become the church. You are now the dwelling place of God. And when we are discussing really the church, we're referencing each other, brothers and sisters in Christ, but then you also have your church homes. And there has been a lot that I have realized and God has just been showing me. And I'm excited to talk about it. And I think there's been a lot also just as a mother, what I've started to step into as a wife, I have been realizing, and God has been just, you know, sanding those edges and doing some strengthening and changing and convicting and humbling. And so I don't know, just all those good things, right? That just continue to add to that story that we have, where it's your story and it's the power of God in your life, which gives you that testimony. And I think a lot of us think, oh, that testimony is just that time I found Jesus and got saved. Yes, those are some very powerful stories, and that is part of it. But your life doesn't stop. You know, we stand in the power of today. The power from yesterday or 10 years ago doesn't work today. You got to stand today. You got to wake up in the morning and say, I died to myself and I want to pick up my cross and follow you. Your humble servant is listening. And when we get to a place of where we are truly trying to live each day in that way, where we serve God first and foremost, what happens in our lives is that each day that sanctification is continuing to happen. And each day, man, there's power in each day because his mercies and grace are new each morning. And that sets you up for success to step into that day and be salt and light. And it is amazing when we start looking at life from that lens, right? Where we let tomorrow worry for itself. It's not bad to have goals and hopes for the future. Absolutely. And you can have some plans. Sure. Why not? Do it. But we miss, in the midst of that, being present in the now, like right here, right now. And we miss the parts that are so precious to God, which is his creation, and the fact that he has purpose and value in every single one of our lives. And we can get so caught up in life and the busyness of it, and we start to use that as an excuse and a justification as to honestly why we're just existing as Christians or why we're just being lazy. And I want to come here and I want to get back to those basics. I want to get back into the design God has for us as Jesus followers and start really speaking into that, being honest about how that looks. What is his design for our marriages? What is his design for our church homes? What is his design for us individually? What is his design for our friendships? What is his design for us as parents? What does that look like? And let's start speaking into it again. Let's stop giving our opinions and let's give God's. What does he have to say about all of this? Because he has something to say about all of it. And it's perfect. And it's so good. And so I just hope here for Truth Rising moving forward, we just continue to do what we've done since the beginning. And that's just be obedient to God, what he wants of this platform, where he wants to take it. If he says go, we go. We don't ask questions. If he says stop, we stop. And that's just what we're doing right now. I don't hear him saying stop. So I think it's time to continue moving forward. I'm excited about that. I think we have more events coming up as well. I hope we have more podcasts that are going to be just edifying and just coming alongside you and speaking into the realities. I hope that you want to continue to join us here. And like we said, meet us at the well. And I'm just really excited about that. And if you give us your time and you're here to listen, and we want to hear from you too. Please don't just be a silent listener. If that's all you have the time for, great. I'm grateful for you allowing us into your lives. But join us in this. Talk back. Tell us what it is. And if there's something maybe we're saying that you don't agree with, let us know. Or just, we want to hear the biblical perspective from you too. And we want to practice what we preach, I guess you could say. Anyways, I think that summarizes where we're wanting to go and where we're headed. And I hope you'll stick along. Or stick along. That doesn't even make sense. I hope you're going to stay. And I'm excited. I'm excited. So season whatever number this is, I don't even know. I think it's 5. I'm not sure. I think that whatever season this is, I'm excited because he made us for a time such as this, y'all. Yeah, he may be preparing you for something down the road years from now. But right now, if he woke you up today, he has purpose and value in your life. And you were made for a time such as this. So it's time. Let that truth rise. Let's go. All right. God bless.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.